He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, hello everyone and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course I am the Gadget Professor. We are coming to you live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. We are on show number 313. That's right, 313. As you know, the Gadget Professor show is heard in 172 countries all around the world, and I have you to thank for that. If you have a gadget, if you're a manufacturer, or you know of a gadget that you want me to cover, just drop me an email anytime, 24 hours a day, at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That would be thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I will answer all my email. And if you even have a question or want to know about something, email me and I definitely will get back to you. Might not be that second, but I will definitely get back to you, and I welcome all the emails. We have a great show for you today. We got a lot of apps, both for the Android operating system and for the iOS, so you'll want to stay tuned for the apps. Cool gadget today. Kind of an inexpensive gadget, but a very cool gadget nonetheless. Let's take a look at this. I'm sure I'm pronouncing it wrong, but I'm going to call it the Zenvo lens, and this is what it's composed of. You have a wide-angle lens and a macro lens, and we'll take a look at that, obviously, in a second. You get an instruction sheet here and a little clip that will show you how that works. It clips onto your phone. It doesn't matter what kind of smartphone that you have. This will clip onto pretty much everything. A really cool little gadget. I've never seen one of these. This is an actual flash, and it plugs into your camera, and it will flash. It's kind of neat, used for the macro lens, and it's kind of a neat piece. It's also rechargeable. I think right here you can see the charging port, and this will charge up, and comes with a little cable to do the charging. And then on the side here you have an on and off switch. So essentially what this is it's a clip-on lens that will go over any smartphone that will give you both the macro effect, that means the close-up effects, and also the wide-angle lens. Very nice device. It's actually offered on Amazon. It's relatively inexpensive. It has a cost of $33. So as you can see here, this is a lens kit, if you will, and it has a macro lens for close-ups and a wide-angle lens for those wide-angle shots, and I'll show you some samples of that in a second. The device essentially comes with this little clip here, and you're going to clip this over your smartphone, and the lenses actually screw into this. It's very well made, there's no question about that, and the lenses seem like high quality optics for what it is, and they're not cheap plastic, they're glass as far as I can tell. So this is a macro shot. It shows you how the flash hooks up. You can see the little flash piece that just goes into the headphone jack, and that will be automated. What I like about this is you can actually see here, there's a, well, let's get on camera one here. You can actually see that there's a an on and off switch. I think you can see that. There you go. There's an on and off switch that you just turn it on and off, and it will automatically fire. So that's kind of neat. Going back on the web page, this is the components, if you will, that are attached to this little clip-on lens piece, and I like it because it's literally, as you can see, just a clip, and it will adapt to any smartphone, so that's kind of nice. For $33, you're getting a lot here. You can go into the specs. It's a 0.5x wide-angle lens, captures more than 45% of the picture with every snap. It's a Clarus 12.5 macro lens, true grip lens, marvel your senses, zoom in for breathtaking super close-ups. Rechargeable fill light, which I said is pretty cool. That means you don't need batteries in that. You can recharge it up. Works great. You also get this little handy-dandy case and actually a lens cleaner here, cloth, and a little clip that you can clip onto your belt or your purse or whatever it is that you need, and the lens and everything fits in there. The other thing that was kind of nice is You got a video. There's a little flash stick in here. I haven't even opened it up. But this is exclusively for Amazon folks who order from Amazon. And it's a USB stick, and it's a video that gives you the details as to how to operate this. So let's take a look at what the components are and how it works. So as I said, these are two lenses combined in one. It comes with a lens cap on the front, a lens cap on the back. You definitely want to keep track of these lens caps. You don't want to ever store these, even in your pocket, your shirt pocket, your coat pocket, your pants, whatever, without these caps on it, because these lenses are delicate. You scratch them and it won't be fun. So if you pull off the cap on the first one, this is the wide angle lens, and I'm gonna unscrew, which I think is a nice feature. It just doesn't snap on and snap off. You have to screw it. I like that. That's your lens that's gonna screw into the adapter. So essentially you have this clip-on piece, and I'll show you this in a second. It clips onto the lens, and what happens is this lens actually screws in very securely to this clip, if you will. And let's do that. All right, so there it is. And as I said, this will clip onto the phone. Let's take a look at the phone. I happen to have an iPhone 6, no big deal there, but I'm gonna clip this lens on, and it goes like that. And that's pretty much all there is to it. I mean, it looks crazy, but in my viewfinder now, if I go to take a photograph, I will see this in a wide angle lens shot. And I'm gonna go into my camera right now. And again, you're just looking behind me, but there is a picture of the studio here, wide angle lens. If I pull this off, there's a picture that's not wide angle. So again, it just takes a second to clip on, and there you go. And it really, it holds. It's not gonna flop around or come apart. There's no question about that. Now, to get the close-up, the macro lens, all you're gonna do is unscrew this like so. And there again is the wide angle lens, and now here is the macro lens, and this is used for close-ups, and we'll show you photos right now as to what this actually will do. Again, I'm very careful with this. I'm not going to put it down on the desk. I don't want to drop it, and I'm going to put the cover back on, and I'm going to put the lid back on here, the cover case, and it's safe now. When I'm done with it, once again, I am going to screw this piece back on. Now, the thing I'm going to show you, I'm going to unscrew this lens. I'm going to put the cover back on this like so. Okay, so that's nice and neat. I'm not going to drop it. But when you first get this, it comes with a plastic ring coating on it. And you want to peel that off. And it comes on the back piece, this piece here. And it's something that you definitely want to remove. It's just a little piece of plastic, and that exposes it to the nice rubber coating that's on here, so you won't scratch your phone. So make sure that if you purchase one of these that you pull this plastic coating off the ring on both sides. It tells you that in the instructions, but I know a lot of you folks just buy these things and you don't read the instructions. I do that myself. All right, let's take a look at some of the photographs here. Let me get these up so we can really see what this looks like here. I'm going to switch over here to the actual photographs, and we are going to let's see here, we're gonna go full screen. So here you go. This is a photograph that I took without any of the lenses attached. So this is just the photograph. Now what I want you to do is observe. I'm gonna put the wide angle attachment on the next photo. So you can see the cactus right there, and you can see that I'm right at the edge, and here we're about a foot or 2 feet past the little fountain here. So let's go to the next photo. And now I have the wide angle lens on, and all I did is just clip it on in 2 seconds. Now a couple things here. You can see that we were, you know, right on the border before with the prior photograph of the cactus, and now you can see we've picked up probably 10-15 feet on the left side, and also on the right side you notice that the fountain was really close right there, and now we've picked up again about 15 feet to the right of that. So clearly the wide angle lens gives you a wide angle view, which is what you would expect. The other thing that you'll notice is in the other photograph you didn't see the canopy right here, and you'll also know a curve curvature. You'll see a little curve here, and that's typical of a wide-angle lens. But you will notice the colors are nice. The sky looks nice. So let's go back. That's the photograph right off the camera, and none of these are touched up. And that's with the lens out of the camera. And now I'm going to go and show you the photograph of the wide-angle lens. And again, you'll see the canopy. So there's without it, and there's with it. And clearly, you get a nice, vivid, crisp photograph. If I want to be real critical, this is a tad out of focus right in there and right in there. It's and on this side. That could be for a variety of reasons. It could be that I wasn't holding the camera straight and I had tilted it and I wasn't paying attention. And I suspect that's what it was. That's my guess. Let's take a look now at the close-up, the macro lens. So I'm going to go to the next photograph. That's the camera about 5 feet away from that cactus, and no lens on that. And now I'm going to put the macro lens on, and there you go. And I'm about a half an inch from the cactus. I got to tell you, this is a pretty decent photograph for two lenses for $39. This is nice and sharp and in focus. You can really see the needles on this cactus. Again, down here, it's definitely out of focus. And to tell you the truth, that could be me. I could have had the lens tilted a little bit. I didn't have it perfectly straight and perpendicular to the cactus. I probably will go out and reshoot this, but for illustration purposes, I think you will get a fairly good feel for without the macro lens and with the macro lens. So you can get pretty close, and I'll tell you right in here, it's very nice and crisp, and pretty much like anything else. You want to experiment with the lens and take a couple photographs. I didn't need the flash because it's really bright here in Arizona, so there was no flash used. The other thing that is interesting, and they don't say anything about it in the instructions or the video, but if you'll notice the hole there, it basically goes over the back of the camera and it clips on. And again, there's a rubber grommet here, so you're not going to damage the phone. But right here, I think it's best, this is my opinion, to center this, to visually look at this. And if you can see it right now, it's a little off center, it's a little high. So I know you're gonna get better photographs if you center that hole, you know, eyeball it around the actual camera lens on your phone. Because if it's off, if it's not center, you're gonna have those focusing problems. It doesn't mention it, but that's my guess because I've been a photographer for many years. So when you screw the lens on, it's basically in the center of the lens. If it's off center, if you just put this on real quick like that, it's on there, the lens will screw into the adapter, no problem. But you will get things out of focus. So try to make sure that is in the center like that. And then at least you know that it's not a misalignment. The more center, dead center, this is adjusted to the actual lens, the sharper and the better your photographs will be. So that's just my tip to you, and something to observe. Because what happens is you put this on real quick, and you don't pay attention to that, but it is important. And I suspect that's one of the reasons why my photographs were off center or not focused crisp on the lower left right-hand side on both the macro and the wide angle side. The other thing is, I'm sure you're gonna ask, is will this fit over the case if you have a case? So here's my case for the iPhone. I'm gonna put the case on like so. So that's it. And yeah, it will. This will actually clip on over that. And again, I'm gonna center it, and there you go. These lenses are not heavy, so you don't have to worry about it sliding. So in my case, no pun intended, this does fit over the case and you can use it. The other thing that I'll tell you is if you have a case and you see this is off center, that this is lifted high on one side and low on the other side, it will put your picture out of focus. There's no question about it. So again, when you're putting this on, you want it centered where your lens is over your camera. I don't care what kind of phone you have. And two, you want to make sure that this part is flush, that it's not raised high on one part or low on the other or side left, right. That's very important. So other than that, those minor adjustments. For $39, I think you'll be very, very, very happy with this lens kit. And again, you can get this on Amazon. It's $32.99. We'll call it $33. And works pretty good. I will probably in the next day or two take some more photos, and we'll take a look at those maybe in future episodes. But right now, I'm pretty pleased with it. It gets 4.5 stars from 555 customers, and it probably makes a great gift for a friend or a college student or even a high school student, anybody who takes photos with the phone. It does add a lot of capability. All right, let's take a look at the next at the apps. Actually, before we take a look at the apps of the day, this is a gadget that is coming out. It's not out yet, but I gotta tell you, it looked really, really good. This is the device that's gonna convert your old film SLR camera, and I'm sure everybody has them laying around in their closets or in their basements with the 55 lenses. Your old SLR camera, it will be converted now to a digital camera with a device that's gonna be called the DigiPod. And I gotta tell you, in terms of really cool gadgets, this is something I'd be very interested in seeing. I'll put the article in the show notes, but I gotta tell you, it's a little piece that's gonna have a sensor in it. It's on Kickstarter now, and this gentleman's trying to raise $307,000, call it $308,000, to get the prototype done. The goal is going to be around $370 a piece to buy one of these units, $310 for early backers of this. The model that he's working on now comes with a two-thirds inch sensor. I think he's going to need a bigger sensor than that, like a 4x3 inch at minimum. But again, it's he's going to need 5,000 people to contribute to this, to get this thing built. And they're hoping it's going to happen over the next 40, 45 days. It's a great idea, and it's like anything else. It's in its embryonic stages, and it's just a matter of time before this gentleman comes up with it or someone else. But that will be a real killer. I mean, that's going to be a cool app, because I used to use the Minolta system, and I know... I have a camera bag. I have about 20 lenses. It was an expensive system back in the day, and it's just sitting in the bag. And for me to even convert the lenses is very costly. And when you get into converting a Minolta lens into a Nikon lens for digital, it gets pretty crazy. So needless to say, it's sitting in the bag. And I'm just waiting for a device to come out like this. It will put life back into a lot of gear that's just been sitting. Plus the fact you can buy these cameras now for a penny on the dollar, some of these old lenses, and they're great. There's nothing wrong with them. So, okay, let's take a look at some of the apps of the day. The first one is an excellent app. Very, very cool. This is called Car Camera DVR. And this is available on the iPhone as an app. And essentially, you're going to make your car... instead of buying the unit that, you know, records everything on your car, you know, your car DVI, your dash cam, as they call it, this is going to do it for you right on your phone. So you'd put the you'd mount your phone, your smartphone, on the windshield, and you're going to turn your iPhone or iPad Touch into a full-featured DVR recorder at a fraction of the cost, because this is $4, and it will do everything you want to do. It has a great website. We can take a look at that. Here's the car camera app. It's made by App Annex, and it shows you all the things: audio recording, compression. We'll do high def recording. Put your coordinates, the whole bit. And whenever you commute or go to work, go on a road trip or a race or on a racetrack, the car camera is your ideal companion. It's going to record high definition videos while you drive with embedded data about the time, the location, and the speed. Export recorded videos to use as evidence in a case of a ticket or an accident. And I hope no one gets in an accident, or just share this with your friends if you see something interesting on the road. So, there you go, for $4 if you have an iPhone. Great app for an old iPhone, you know, that's just sitting there. as long as your operating systems are up to date. But for $4, it beats spending a couple $100 on a dash cam. At least I think it does. All right, let's take a look at our next app. This is called Maps in Motion. I do use this, and what I use it for is I never could find my car anymore when I park it, you know, especially in Arizona. The parking lots here are typically free, and there's like 5, 6, 7 floors, but they're not marked. You know, you get floor B, but the floor is huge. So I use this app, and if you need directions or a location, you want to know which direction you're going and how far you are from your destination, here's what I like. If you want to find your car, basically you mark it when you get out of the car, and this will tell you how to return to your starting point. Easy enough. You'll always know where you are and where you're going. Locate important places, mountains, beaches, near or far away, yada, yada, yada. It has some really unique features. It's $2, cheap enough, and as I said, I use it, and it's a great car marker. It works flawlessly. All right, this next app is called Tiny Month. And to me, this is a lifesaver app. I've been using this for a while. What this will do is it will automatically take your calendar and it shows everything that you need to know, all the detail that you put in. Instead of just seeing a dot and doctor's meeting, as you can see here, it gives you all the detail, you know, name, place, where you're going, what time. And it's called Tiny Month. And the beauty of it is it just shows you all the pertinent information at one glance, Tiny Month. And check this out. It's really good. It's $2, cheap enough. And I use it every day, and I don't want to be without this app. I really like it. And also, if you click on it, it will bring up the day, as you can see here, with everything that's going on in detail, opposed to the other way that it views on the iPhone. So I like that. Now, everybody knows that the Gadget Professor definitely has problems going to sleep and staying asleep. Been like that forever. So I'm always interested in sleep apps. Not sleep apnea. I already have that. But this app is called Relax and Sleep. And this app is free. And you can choose from 50 unique sounds, rainstorms, and then you can adjust the storm for more rains or less rains or seagulls or a ship's horn or a beach or a pond, whatever you want. It gets 4.3 out of 5 stars. Excellent, excellent app. I like it. And you also can tweak each app to, as I said, give you louder, softer, more birds, less birds, whatever you want. It has a clock, so you can set it to be on for like 30 minutes or 30 hours, whatever it is that you like. And it's a very cool app. Definitely, definitely check this out. You're going to like this a lot. Now, here's an app that I think a lot of people will be interested in. This is for the iPhone, and it's going to protect your data from other people seeing your photographs, because the photographs are typically time-stamped, and you can just put the photo up. Someone could look at the what's called the EXIF information by clicking on it with a particular piece of software, and it will see the time, the date, where you were, the location, coordinates, longitude, latitude. So by you innocently putting up your photograph, you may not realize that you're giving out all this information in your EXIF. So what this will do, if you want to protect your privacy and the data of your phones, add this new location app, and it will basically strip it of all that ID location information. Very interesting app, and I think a lot of people may have use for it. Check it out. Here's another app that I like. Again, it's regarding storms and sleep. This one is probably the best one that I've seen so far. It's Relaxing Stormy App Sounds. And what's nice about this one, it gives you a background that a lot of the other ones don't have. And there's a lot of sounds that you wouldn't typically get on your typical app. This app is free at the moment. There's a non-professional and a pro version. It's only, I think, $1 or $2 for the pro version. And what that does is it gives you like 30 more sounds. So if you're looking for one app to put on that gives you relaxing sounds, it also calms down screaming grandkids, which I like. So check this out. They make a couple different products. This one's made by Adam Ware. Not Adam Aware, but Adam Ware. And it's called Infinite Storm. Now, here's some apps that are primarily for the Android system. This one I like. It's called, it's a keyboard messaging platform, and it basically will secure or encrypt your messages, and you can write securely to any Twitter, Facebook, GitHub, and Hacker News users. You can all use this. You don't need to have someone's phone number or email address. All messages are secure, end-to-end encryption, which is really nice. And multiple device, your message will survive and transfer with encryption to new photos and new computers. It does a lot of things. This is totally free. So if you're in a situation where you want things encrypted, if you both put Keybase on the phone, this will do it. This app will do it, and it's totally free, and it's used by a lot of people. So check that out. Now, here's another app that you definitely want to put on your Android system. It's called Firefox Focus. We've talked a lot on this show about privacy. Well, Firefox Focus is made specifically for the smartphone, and you're going to browse. No one's going to be watching it. The new Firefox Focus automatically blocks a wide range of online trackers from the moment you launch to the second you leave it. Easily erase your history, passwords, and cookies, which is very important. And you're not going to get unwanted ads because they've read your cookies, things like that. It's a very comprehensive, very well-built app, 4.5 stars out of 5. That's pretty good. So if you're not using Firefox Focus on your Android operating system, on your smartphone, definitely install this, and you will like it. If you don't, you can always install it. Not a big deal with that, right? Now, if you ever do any audio editing, again, primarily for the Android system, this is called Timbre. This will allow you to cut, join, and convert audio and video files. So if you ever were in the market to convert a song from one format to the other, or a video format from one to the other, this is definitely the app you want to use. This is totally free, and it got 4.6 stars out of 5. So this app is pretty much foolproof, and any kind of audio sound that you have, if you want to convert it, this is the app to use. It's called Timbre. This will cut, join, edit, and convert your MP3 files for sure. And check it out. Check it out. You'll like it. And now, the last app of the day is called WrapUp. And if you've ever had to record a meeting or a conversation, and you need to go in and edit it, or you need to search on a keyword like contract, if that's your keyword, this is the app that you'll want to use. You can record everything, and you're also able to mark a particular area while you're recording. So if you're in a conversation or you're recording a lecture and they get into a specific part that you want to mark, you just tap the button and it will mark it, and then when you're finished recording, you can go back and see where that marker is, or markers, and it will take you right to where you want. Great for medical lectures if there's particular areas that you want to highlight, or particular statements from a doctor or a keynote speaker. This is a great app, and definitely check it out. You could flag important moments to create highlights in real time. You can add notes to the highlights. You can tag the actions, upload them to a cloud. This also comes with free storage. So a really, really nice app. It has calendar integration, high quality audio processing. There's nothing on this app that you're going to find lacking. That I can guarantee you. So that's going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see everyone next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor, or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.